Welcome, Reading Fittings Week Forum on Facebook. This is Bob and I recording the 44th episode in our repagination of Finnegan's Wake. And we're starting this section on the bottom of page 305. And we begin with the sixth line from the bottom, which includes the three footnotes. To book alone belongs the lobe. Four masters mead will mark tomorrow when we are making pill scrummage to what buggerin with staff, scarf, and blessed wallet, and our aureoles wrapped our neck and crops, whereas and when heavy shears gardaddy, parent who offers sweetmeats, will gift on his noblet's surprise. With this laudable purpose in mind.
Okay, can calm down. You got to set the scene here, because you got to pierce a little bit of a bridge here. Because there's an end of things happening and a beginning of things happening. So it's almost like now, the border issue from this United States part, see, your tomorrow is going to mark this pilgrimage, and the numbers are blowing everybody's mind, because everybody is doing what we told them to do, is to get above the 33rd parallel. And so they're getting to Texas, and then they're getting a ride above the 33rd parallel. Well, that's understandable. But it's getting everybody boogered up. So now they don't know what to do. And they're worried about their blessed wallets that they've spent themselves out of. Because the guard daddy is about to run out of juice. The sweetmeats is over. They're empty. They're spent. So now it's like, uh-oh. Somebody say, uh-oh. Okay, now go ahead.
With this laudable purpose and laudability, let us be singulfied. Betwixt me and thee hung Kong. Item mitzvah ends.
But right. This is the end of that whole... The thing that they said they were trying to do, they've not been able to do. And now the mitzvah ends. The mitzvah, which is mitzvah, the celebration is over. The party's over. Now somebody's going to clean up the mess.
They were told they would get to the 33rd parallel, and that didn't happen?
They did, but that it's causing a problem.
And that was not foreseen?
Correct. They never dreamed they'd lose.
Lose what?
Their power.
Hmm.
It becomes the Nobel laureate surprise.
Yeah. So you're saying that they get to where they're going, or hope to get, and then...
No, you're not talking about immigrants. You're talking about the Politburo that's running all this crap. That's the point. The point then becomes the issue is the set point. The set point to say this is the position.
Are you talking about tennis when you say set point?
Yes.
And this is the position of what?
The fall of Western civilization.
So they let somebody let the immigrants in. Meanwhile, the hierarchy, the cabal, the Politburo, found that what they thought they would get from the immigrants did not manifest?
No. That's what I'm saying. This is overlapping into another problem. Where do you think Hong Kong is, Bob? Where's Hong Kong?
It's just north of Australia.
Good. Okay. Now, Xi now says that they have complete control of Hong Kong and the mitzvah ends.
Did he say the mitzvah ends?
No. James Joyce did.
Yeah, and that's what he's referring to. Oh, I see Kong there. Yeah, betwixt me and thee, Hong Kong. It's right there. Very good.
Of course.
Betwixt me and
thee. And that's the point. And then they march out. And they march out Xi's predecessor, who looks like he's deformed over.
Why'd they march out?
That's going to be news. To chop his fucking head off.
What'd he do wrong?
Don't win against the machine. Don't cross the machine, Bob.
Did he live in Hong Kong?
No, he lived in China. It was Xi's predecessor 100 years ago.
And he is to be blamed for what?
Getting in the way of the machine.
Lately, not way back. Lately, he's been getting in the
just
way.
Today. Just today, they marched him out. They marched him out of the ceremony that gives Xi another term, another term. So,
is there one of these lines refers to that? Is it betwixt me and the Hong Kong?
The reference to Hong Kong, and then it's come in just a minute. Just don't get ahead of yourself. That's what we're saying. Don't get ahead of yourself. Go ahead.
Well, before we go, I want to go back and read the three footnotes, or at least...
There's only one. There's only one. The third one is the only one that matters.
Yeah, Four Masters Meet. Gig Lamps, Soapy Geezer, The Smell, and Gory McGusty. What would that be?
This is the point that they're making, of tomorrow. The Four Masters Meet is this shit stinks. Yeah. This shit stinks. Where we are now stinks at every level. Now, the aliens, illegal or otherwise, they're messed up because they got nowhere to go and where to do. They were better off in Venezuela because at least in Venezuela they knew what time it was. Here, they're looking for 40 acres and a mule, and they're getting an Xbox and a tent bed.
Okay.
See the difference? Okay, yeah. So that's a problem because they're fixing to start suing. You let me come into your goddamn country, and now you think I'm just going to sit here and play video games? Shit, I had internet in Venezuela. The fuck's wrong with you? Y'all need to get y'all's country straightened out. You didn't invite me here to put me in a goddamn tent, motherfucker. Hell no, you need to get straightened out. I mean, I got rights now. I'm a citizen. Oh, well, no, I'm not a citizen. I'm going to follow the Constitution. Well, you're not following the Constitution. I'm going to depend on the there ain't a government anymore. Uh-oh. You know, that's the problem. That's the problem with Bob's solar government. It sits on itself most every day.
What on itself? What's it do?
The solar government sets on itself most every day. Now get to the rest of it. We got to clean this up because we got 9 things converging here. With the mitzvah then start right there.
Yeah, but right to the left it says abnegation is adaptation.
Abnegation. Everybody's walking off. That's not just America. That's all of them. Everybody's leaving their duly sworn post of office. Happily.
Right.
King of England? Fuck England. I don't want to be king of nothing. See y'all.
Yeah,
the other George bumped into that too, didn't he?
Who's the other George?
The third.
Oh, yeah. Abnegation means the act of renouncing or rejecting something. And it says abnegation of political lawmaking power. That's exactly what they're abnegating. So,
correct.
It's a wonderful world. Okay, so we got abnegation.
We're just waiting on George Bailey to come in and tell us that it's a wonderful life.
I talked to some British people last night, and they were there going, I want my government back. I want to have a government. The little man screaming for government. Ridiculous.
Please, can I have just a little bit of government? I don't have to have it all back. Just a little bit of government.
Yeah. Abnegation is, so you're going to have to give it up. That's adaptation to the new situation. So, but while the while the dial are they doodling, dawdling over the bugs and the grubs? Oiki, impostula, polus. Steady, 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 studio vimus. Many, 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 mandu cabimus. We've had our day. Oh, I love this line. This line's what McLuhan used to quote. We've had our day at trib and quad and writ our bit as intermidget. There's a trivium and quadrivium right there. We've had our day at trib and quad and writ our bit as intermidgets. Art, literature, politics, economy, chemistry, humanity, and company, duty, the daughter of discipline, the great fire at the South City markets, belief in science and the...
Whoa. Where's South City Markets?
In London?
There is one there, but there's also, where else is one?
I don't know.
There's one in Chicago, and there's one in Philadelphia, South Market.
So
that's telling you something. That's telling you something. And then above that, it's going into every issue, the problem with literature. There's not any. Who's writing anything? Besides the people at Fox News that have to tell you that Jesus is really cool and we like him really good. Or pray for Bob. Who's writing books? Who's writing literature? Well, you know, where is some literacy being embraced?
Practiced.
At any level.
Yeah.
Okay, there's where not. Okay, politics. Somewhere. Politics is just a new way of lying.
Yeah. Economy.
The economy. What economy?
Chemistry.
What chemistry? What did the chemist come up with today that hadn't been come up 400 years ago? They've done new great this and new great that. Where? Show us the new something new. Oh, you invented DNA? Oh, okay. You understand that's something that's sort of been around a bit. So you didn't just invent DNA.
Humanity.
Or RNA, rhinonucleic acid, ribonucleic acid. You didn't invent that. So you can talk about it, but that's not making chemistry. Okay, humanity. Oh, the humanity. That's what it is now. You think I'm going to live here? No. I want to live on a nice... I want a nice sidewalk to live on in Los Angeles. I want a nice. This is. I'm not living in that. That sidewalk isn't even level. I'm not doing this. Who do you think y'all fooling with? This is. Y'all got the wrong one now. Somebody better get in here and level up the sidewalk so I'll have a nice place to lay. Right. Get my needle and a spoon and call it a day.
Then you get into
then you move all the duty. Everybody's had a pledge to do their part. And their part now they said, yeah, I don't want her anymore. She's too fat for me. Too much. Can't do it no more.
Cato, the poet.
Correct.
The politician, whoever Cato was. The Cato Institute.
Nero.
The neocons. Cato Institute was a neocon operation, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Or?
Yeah.
Not sure.
Still is.
They tried to bring in some neocon discipline. Nothing happened. So then you get Nero, and that evokes a great fire at the South City markets. Then you get belief in China.
That's when Bob was playing the fiddle with Jack Benny. Watching Rome burn.
During World War II. Yeah, it was during the war there. And is the great fire referring to Antifa activities?
No, you'll see. Oh. They've kind of run the Black Lives thing a little bit too far. So now they're realizing that they're just really rich socialists. You know? Well, you give somebody $100 million and they're bound to do something inappropriate. You see? Likely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Belief in giants and the banshee. Opposite solid.
Do you realize how difficult it is to get $100 million put on an EBT card?
It is difficult. I know.
It's hard to do. It's easy to start, but it's hard to do. You have to do a little bit at a time. Okay, and go ahead. You're sorry. We digressed a little bit.
I did get it done, but I saw the paperwork. Paperwork
involved. Oh, yeah. That's right. Well, other people do that, Bob. Don't worry. Other people take care of that. Those are the deep. The devil's always in the details.
Belief in
giants. Okay, don't get distracted.
Believe in giants and the banshee. Who does that anymore?
Right.
Here's a quote McLuhan used to say, represented visual space after the printed book. A place for everything and everything in its place. That becomes Julius Caesar. How is belief in giants and the banshee Saul and Aristotle?
Easy. Because that's the fall. Paul became Saul became Paul. Aristotle became Aristotle that fell.
Like that's Caesar. Is that a banshee?
Turned into. Yeah. You'll get to it in a minute. All the way to Socrates.
So did Julius Caesar fight for the right to have a place for everything and everything in its place?
Yeah, it's called mise en place. Mise en place.
Right. And then he got beat by the pen. Is the pen mightier than the sword? Apparently it is. Mm-hmm. Julius Caesar was knocked down by a order.
It ain't the damn pen. Is the pen mightier than the sword? Is the nib stronger than the steel? Or is the ink, will the ink last longer than the blood that the sword spills? Otherwise, you're only talking about a nib. And if your pen has no ink, it's not much. It's like grits without any gravy.
Well, that does
gravy.
That does mean visual space, which leads to bureaucracy. In the next phrase, a successful career in the civil service. Does that relate to Ovid?
You will. You'll see.
The voice of nature in the forest. Adam and Eve.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Yeah, your favorite hero and heroine.
Or.
Your favorite hero or heroine.
Uh-huh.
On the benefits of recreation. That's Domitian.
No. They're talking about Heron. Your favorite hero, Fentanyl, or Heron. For the benefits of recreation.
On the benefits of recreation. Yes, on the benefits.
On it. Yeah, on the benefits of recreation.
Now, Socrates,
before you do that, that's okay, you're fine, but here's what's happening. They're fixing to describe the people who are poisoned with fentanyl. They're fixing to describe exactly what they call the fentanyl pose. Apparently, everybody that dies on fentanyl, they can walk in the room and say, oh, that's fentanyl, because they end up dying the same way, no matter their contorted position. They have that same position. Now, go ahead.
On the benefits of recreation. And, of course, Domitian, he was a double-crossing jerk, so that's what fentanyl does. The recreation leads to paralysis. If standing stones speak, Socrates, they can tell us what happened to Socrates or how he really did it.
And that standing stones, the standing stones is the fentanyl pose.
Ah, okay. Devotion to the feast of the indulgence of Portiuncula. Portiuncula.
Mm-hmm.
Ajax, is that more fentanyl?
Warrock and Ajax.
Yeah, what's that got to do with Portiuncula?
Well, that's the port of recovery, this indulgence of these ports, it's going to do them under. Portiuncula.
Right. The Dublin Metropolitan Police sports at Ballsbridge.
Uh-oh. Ballsbridge. Wait a minute. What's that awful town that Nancy Pelosi's dad was the mayor of? Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Balls Bridge, which gets back up to Mitzpah. Between me, Hong Kong. Right, that's a link, a bridge.
Now, here's Now here's where it getting, here's where it starts to get ugly. It's starting to present itself now. Here comes Martha. Go ahead.
Describe in homely Anglian monosyllables the wreck of the Hesperus.
Oh. Whoa. Anglican. Oh, fuck no. We're not having that shit. No. We've had quite enough white supremacy around here. We need some monosyllables. Monosyllables. No more inclusive. Everybody go to your mutual corners and never cross the game. You see?
Yeah.
The apartheid this is what they're saying. They're setting it up. They're setting it up right here, just playing this game.
Yeah. What morals, if any, can be drawn from Diomede and Grania? None. No morals can be drawn from that. Marcus Aurelius called that one. Do you approve of our existing parliamentary system?
Alcibiades. Oh, can I just have a government, please? I want my government back. I want my MDB. I need my government back. Not a good one. Just some of it bad. Yeah, give me some government system. The parliamentarian system? Question mark. Well, sorry, we almost jumped in. We're starting. So we're getting excited now. Just calm down, Bob. It's going to be okay.
Now, the uses and abuses of insects. That's the world of government.
Uh-huh. No. That's the Zika. No, that's the Zika. That's the next. We're going to tell you something. This is setting up the next. Remember back in the day when we went through the great deal about the little Zika babies with the lies punching out little Zika babies running around all the place? The Zika is what the mosquitoes are going to fix them to drive next.
Mm.
In the wintertime, no less.
The uses and abuses of insects. A visit to Guinness's brewery. Clubs, advantages of clubs. Just clubs. A visit to Guinness's brewery. Clubs, advantages of the penny post. When is a pun not a pun?
When it's not pun. That's when it's not pun. So now, so this is your bars, your bathhouses. You know, you remember Murray Head's one night in Bangkok? This goes to the breweries, the bathhouses, and anywhere you can pick up a penny post. Mm-hmm. And it's all for fun and shits and giggles till you're in the bathhouse and you get the monkeypox. Yet another prescribed autoimmune disorder.
That's what Noah objected to. It may be Plato. Uh-huh. Not so much Horace and Isaac. They compromised.
No, they liked venereal diseases. They found it as a reason for living.
And Tiresias, he was the blind seer. So.
Yeah, so there's a lot of those. Most of the good seers are blind.
When is a pun not a pun? Is the co-education of animus and anima wholly desirable?
Yeah. See, are you going to be put boys and girls and call the girls boys and the boys girls and put them in the same boat and see what happens? They're still going to get pregnant, Bob. They're still going to get pregnant. Regardless if they identify as a cat, pussy cat, or otherwise.
What happened at Clontarf? It's Diogenes, the guy who wore the barrel, the symbol for a Menippean satyr. And before that was Marius. Marius came recently. Do you see the guy stuck the spear into or nailed
that's
Jesus
Marcus.
Across?
That's Marcus. But that's the reference here. That is the reference here. They just don't spell it the same.
Okay. What happened at Clontarf? Since our brother Jonathan signed the pledge of the Meditations of Two Young Spencers. Now, that refers to Jonathan Swift. And he was a Menippean satirist, so he followed Diogenes' genre. And he had intimate relations with two young ladies. Since our brother Jonathan...
That's not what this is about. This is not what this
pledge.
Is about. This is about...
What's it about?
This is about what they're fixing to sign. The meditations, and the Spencers are the two forms of government.
Why we all love our little Lord Mayor. So that follows and fits that into a context.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Why we all love our little Lord Mayor. which becomes this entertainment, Hangler's Circus Entertainment.
Yeah, it's a shit show. Hangler's Circus Entertainment is a shit show. on thrift meaning what they're trying to do with your, what you call an economy, the swift thrift.
And you've got Procne, Villamala, Abraham, Nestor, Cincinnatus. Cincinnatus was a bright politician, so he is insulted here. Leonidas, and then Jacob. We won't go into all the
that was
the,
Leonidas, that was your Spartan.
Okay. On thrift. Is that Spartan? On thrift. That's being Spartan. If you're thrifty. The Kettle Griffith Moynihan scheme for a new electricity supply.
That's fun. That the new electricity supply they're trying to do the Green New Deal.
Yeah.
Kettle Griffith Moynihan. They're trying to find anything except for what comes out of the ground.
Well, there's a scheme for to replace the new electricity supply that we bring in.
Correct, but they're traveling in the olden times, so people are taking chop down their trees and start burning wood to stay warm because they can't get gasoline.
And they'll have to be satisfied with the tourism of their regions for American lake poetry rather than English lake poetry.
Well, they won't be able to. Yeah, they won't be traveling. You won't be traveling. Yeah.
The strangest dream that was ever half dreamt. Joseph. That's Joseph's dream?
Yeah. The strangest Joseph dream and the cub, coat of many colors.
Right. So
okay, you gotta stop. Because that's a good place, because now the circumspection is what you may or may not realize.
To be circumspect about something.
Yeah. That's what you don't know.
Right. So you're saying we will do this, finish it later. Well, we can come back and do a few.
No, another day. Because this jumps you over to Henry Tudor. You know where that's going.
Right. So we don't do the seven footnotes until the next time.
Correct.
Okay, so we'll now...
You got four, but you can do the first four, because that's how far it goes. Do those, anything.
Oh, okay. Number one, which is line 10, 9 and 10, Oiki impostula pulos. One, the divvy wants that babbling brook. Dear Auntie Emma eats. Got something for that?
The hell are you doing, Bob? It is Jess and the Beanstalk with the little root hiding rot.
We didn't do the
306. You're doing 306.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
You're doing 306. Okay.
Right, so it's talking about eating. And this Oiki Impostulopoulos came after the mugs and the grubs. So eating is implied.
Yeah. No, it is not implied. This is the divinity of a babbling brook. And this is the dear Auntie Emma eats. This is what the disease is going to come take over and consume the human condition.
Yeah, that's ALP and Olivia Plurbell. She's a river.
Yep.
Okay, so then it says steady, studio miss. Many men do could be a miss. Two, strike the day off, the nightcap's on nigh, gone.
Because now what's happening is everybody's going to quit work. Everybody's going to get drunk at the bars and the bathhouses and the clubs and the queens they use won't excite you. And then they're going to be gone. Just like that. Gone. You heard me? Gone.
Why will he be gone? Plagues?
because they're going to die.
For different reasons.
Yeah, mostly the Zika.
Okay.
Because if you remember, Zika was one of the first SARS. Don't forget that. Y'all getting too easy. You mad about a mask. Don't worry about it. You need to ascend. Or at least that's what James Joyce did prescribed.
Yes. A successful career in the civil service, footnote 3, R.C., disengaged good character, would help. No salary. So it's like an ad for them saying, R.C., I'm disengaged, I have good character, and I would help, and I don't need any salary.
No. This job is a call for you to come, as long as you can disengage and not believe what you're doing, pretend to have a character that everybody would accept as characteristic of the job, that you would help, but you won't get any money. You would help, and you're not going to get any money. They're not going to pay you. It's an ad, not a recusal of work.
Yeah, did you mention the word cancer in there?
No. I try not to, because that's coming.
All right. 4, the voice of nature in the forest. Now that footnote 4 says, where Lily is a lady, found the nettle rash. Where Lily is a lady, found the nettle rash.
Uh-oh. So that's where the perineum rots.
What's a perineum?
The space between your taint, between your scrotum and your butthole, or your vagina and your butthole.
And that's where Lily is a lady. She's very discreet down there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we
found
the
nettle rash ain't no joke.
Yeah, that's plague stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
5.
Biblical even.
What?
Biblical even.
Okay. On the benefits of recreation, 5, it says, Baba Baba Pambuli, I can do as I like with what's my own. Nyan, nyam. Nam, nyan. So, booba.
Nyan, nyan. My body, my fuck, my choice. I'll fuck what I want to. Nyan, nyan, a boo, boo. Like, okay, stand up then. Mr. Bubbly, Bubba. Bubba, Pim, Pig. No, Pig. No, sorry. Bubba's by with a pen animal. With the pen animal. He can fuck one goat. Now, never let you live it down, just so everybody knows.
And so, yes, we have recreation, and we can do whatever kind of recreation we want. Because it has benefits, recreation. I can do as I like with what's my own. Yeah, yeah. So then, describe in homely Anglian, or Anglican monosyllables, the wreck of the Hesperus, number 6. Abel Seaman's caution. <That's a joke. laughs> Joyce put a joke in. He made a joke.
Nothing like fresh semen. Nothing like fresh semen, Bob.
So then, number 7, which is the next line, what morals, if any, can be drawn from Diarmuid and Granyet? Rarely equal and distinct in all things. So morals are a blur. The gray area.
It's going to fall. There's not, well, here's the moral to the story. There's no morals. That's the moral to the story. There are no morals. And it's like, well, then if you have an indicative issue, it's just your issue. Get over it.
Okay. And then we got down to 1, 2, 3. Okay, we'll do number 1. Is the coeducation of animus and anima wholly desirable? Footnote 1. Come down to Jess and the Beestock with a little rude hiding rod.
Yep. That's Jack, what everybody's hiding behind. Jack and the Beanstalk. We have magic beans that you plant, and you get to have this wonderful position, and you got to climb the beanstalk. And don't remember not to pet the rattlesnakes on the way.
And you take your weapon, but hide it. A little rude hiding rod. A little rude rod. A rude
it's
rod.
It's actually a German Ruger. It's actually a German Ruger, but that's okay.
Okay. Number 2. What happened at No. Since our brother Jonathan signed the pledge or the meditations of two young spinsters. Now, did you say that was two political parties? What was that?
Yes.
Two young spinsters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yep. That's... It says, wary like the whale prophet in a spookery. Wary like the whale prophet in a spookery.
Spookery. So it's all a joke. It's all a joke. A bad joke. It's all smoke and mirrors.
The pledge.
For the walled prophet. The walled prophet. Who would the walled prophet represent in the form of the papacy?
Right. Then, on thrift, two words, on thrift. And that becomes, what sins is Pym money sans Paris? What sins is Pym money sans Paris? Without Paris.
And that's the end of Gay Paris.
Okay. What sins is Pym money without Paris? No Paris, so you don't know what is sinful. Therefore, there's no entertainment. Can't tell the difference.
But see, you're precluding sin as fun. But then again, sin most of the time is fun, isn't it?
Yeah. What sin is
so? And so James Joyce and J.R. Bob Dobbs is now making the pronouncement for just today, like today. Let the sin begin.
On thrift. We're not being thrifty anymore.
Right. Well, you have no reason to. You got all the money in the world, so and so much. So there's so much money that the money doesn't have any value. That's a lot of damn money.
So that is Cincinnatus and Leonidas. So on thrift, we've done it. That's as far as you got. That's lying. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Line 9. Okay, we're stuck there, and we have a few minutes for participation from the monitors.
Gallery. The gallery.
Yeah. So we'll unmute.
You got to be concise to the point and get on with it, because you're...
All participants are now unmuted.
Okay, who's got opinions, Paris perspectives, and... paradigms and jokes.
And coagulation.
And coagulations.
Or any fresh semen. We're always in for fresh semen.
Looks like Bert's going to say something.
Okay. Hey, Bert,
quick question. Those historical figures on the left column, are they really references that Joyce made for the statements that are in the text?
Yes.
They drew parallels to make it make sense, to come together to say, okay. And then you go all the way down even to Ezekiel, Solomon.
Yeah, look at that. Adam and Eve, your favorite hero or heroine.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are Greek also, quite a bit of
Yeah, and then you have all the Cretans. You have the Cretans and the Spartans, too. Because this thing isn't just, it's not just in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is going to go everywhere.
Yeah, this is a traditional classical education which Joyce had under the Jesuits. You know, in the printed book era, everybody studied these names. If you become well-versed in all these names, you're educated. You know history. You know all kinds of things. It's a good...
So therefore, I guess you're doomed. So I guess you're doomed to repeat it, eh?
Yeah.
We almost forgot the last Black Death, so we invented Black Lives Matters, right?
Hey, I just noticed something. You said, remember, I know you always said that Noah was a drunk, and right across from him is a visit to Guinness Brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's drinking his blood. It's funny, eh? He's well known for being drinking. Just read Wikipedia on him. It's all about drinking. So that's a great joke, eh?
And so it's so bad that he got drunk and fell without his clothes, and his children had to back up to cover his naked ass up because apparently he was quite enthralled.
Yeah, you see those kind of people in Switzerland occasionally.
Actually, I saw more of them in Ireland, actually, though.
Yes, yes. You would.
When were you in Ireland? In Ireland, that was normal. In Switzerland, that's an exception. They look at you if you've got your clothes on or if your kilt's not above your head, there's something bad wrong, you see.
What did you do in Ireland, Bert? What was that on?
Traveling for business. Oh. Ireland is the hub for banking administration, or it was.
Okay. Well, Dublin struck me as a dinky little place. What do you think of it?
Yeah, I agree.
Listen to Bob, the traveler. Y'all, excuse us. This is Bob the traveler. Yes, I enjoyed the fine vintage in Ireland. It was very delicious. On the Pokhara. I was at the Pokhara.
I was there because I stole a credit card. I stole a credit card. We ended up in Dublin. Looking at the James Joyce Museum, and they arrested me. They recognized me. You're the asshole of the Biggest Weight Society of New York. We remember you and Murray Gross.
Yeah.
There it was.
And Peggy Nevin wants her damn credit card back.
Who? Who? What, Alan?
Peggy Nevin.
Peggy Nevin. Yes. And I tried to say I was just doing research. Murray had the best library. I later tried to buy it. She wouldn't sell it. So stuck with Don Thiel's library. So what's next, Bert? They all match.
Some of the finest coloring books. Bob procured some of the finest coloring books known to history, civilization. Coloring books were great. Most of them were in the line, too.
Most were submitted to, contests of 8-year-olds.
Oh, wow. Up in the anthropomorphic ante, then.
Yeah, the Olympics of prepubescence. Wow. Bert,
you're wasting everybody's time. What else you got to say? Hurry.
There's lots of jokes in this inventory, Bert. Joyce being funny.
But if you know how to read, you'll never figure it out. You've got to be illiterate to figure it out. That's the very first key to hear. That's why Bob is our perfect reader.
Yeah, okay. Anybody else have something to say? I think Chad's got something to say. I think Jed or Kate.
I was just gonna say that I like the part when you were saying about how politics is a new way of lying.
Yeah.
That was the part that jumped out at me because I've never listened to politics. I don't know anything about politics. I've always been considered, like, the stupidest person when it comes to politics, so that made me happy to hear that.
And what makes the whole thing so completely incredulous, everybody knows they're lying, and they still listen to them. No, they're not going to get 40 acres and a mule. They're not going to get it. They're not getting 40 acres and a mule for them. It's not going to happen. There's a sandbox somewhere. And they're like, he's got us going if we got this on right for 40 acres and a mule. Chicken and every pot.
You see, Kate, why the aliens have no problem wiping us out. We're rather disgusting.
Yeah, and you stink, most of you. You stink, most of you.
That's right. Holy crap. It's not holy. So, okay, next commentator. Phil usually has something to say.
Yes, I do, Bob. About 10 lines down on page 306, I'll read the line first of all and then make my points. We've had our day at Triv and Quad and writ our bit as intermidgets. Now, I'm looking on the online screen here and there's the underlined points here, which are Triv and Quad. And it says, we've had our day at Triv. It's a place where three roads meet. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking that's the three stars that we spoke of.
In the flag of the crown.
Yes.
Washington flag in Washington, D.C.
And then it says, and quad, where four roads meet. And I'm thinking that fourth road is where the crown has met Bob.
Agreed.
Okay.
On the 24th.
Now, we're not ready pimping that, but yeah.
Yeah, on the 24th of September, you started to say, Phil?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So that's the day that they met Bob and went bang. and writ our bits as intermidgets. So, Ian, who are the intermidgets?
Oh, that's easy. Bob sponsors the club, the world's tallest midgets.
Oh, yeah, that's true. One of my acquaintances is the world's tallest midget.
Yes.
But look at that. This is a line that McLuhan would quote often, because it's referring to the trivium and the quadrivium, which would be part of Jesuit education that Joyce went through. He was asked
and the corpus callosum.
Yes, in the interval. But he was asked why all these puns are trivial. He says, yes, some are trivial and some are quadrivial. He cleverly replied, referring to the trivium and quadrivium. So that's writing.
The herd's out today. There's 37 deer in the backyard right now. Crazy.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, see, Carolyn has written a lot. I don't know, 35, 50 books. The intermidget has written a lot, while I held the Damoclean sword of the trivium quadrivium over her head while she ungrammatically spewed out her oral-based wisdom.
Oh, well done, Bob.
Well done.
If she was awake, Bob would then tell you what it felt like to get bitch slapped right there. He's a lot more bawdy when she's asleep. I'll give you that.
Yeah. No, there's a. She didn't specialize in art or literature. She only got into politics the last couple of years with watching TV while making things in the house. And then became a businesswoman. Knows a lot about chemistry, probably the most knowledgeable person on the planet in chemistry. And she's a fine specimen of humanity.
And she doesn't stink ever.
And definitely the daughter of discipline. That's what she is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you will, too. And if you hang around her long, so shall you also.
And she's known for making many fires when she was young. So that's the next sentence. Yeah. So all of this is a description of Carolyn, actually. She believes in giants and the banshee. She believes a place for everything and everything is placed. She knows the pen's mightier than the sword. She had a successful career in the civil service in Toronto, civil service of medicine. Remember, it's government medicine in Toronto. She was the voice of nature in the forest. She was our favorite heroine, me being the favorite hero, on the benefits of slack. She's all about slack. And if standing stones could speak at what we did in the privacy of our own boudoir, they could see that.
Well, remember, we said leave your bedroom activities in the bedroom, Bob. Come on, this is a family show. Facebook will be offended. You'll get banned again.
And if you move down, what morals, if any, can be drawn from Bob and Connie? That'll be a major question as we take over the 28th Empire. What morals?
Is that morals or mortals? Is that morals or mortals? Just
that. That Serbian Chad coming back, or is that Kate?
Yeah, I got knocked off.
You got something to say?
Just on a meta level about this whole Finnegan's Wake thing. Seems like this bi-weekly practice is like showing us how to read Finnegan's Wake as a living radio program that's constantly showing you the present.
Yes.
Do you agree with that?
Without the benefits of Garrison Keillor to confuse you every step of the way.
Yeah. You know who that is, Chad? Garrison Keillor?
No. No.
He had a very...
Fairy Home Companion.
He had a very popular local stories, middle America stuff that Zappa did not like. He put Garrison Keillor down. Yeah, just,
and he lived at Lake Woebegone. Woebegone.
Yes.
I just got to look up Fairy Home Companion. It'll tell you more than you want to know. It was the longest radio show in history till he got the fucking women and got caught at it. And then he got canceled. Does he get uncanceled now? Because come to find out, all of them was fucking the same people, Bob. Does he get uncanceled now? declassified and decanceled. We're going to decancel you. You're going to be decanceled. That's what we'll do for you. That'd be good.
Yeah, but so...
Happy day. This has been enjoyable. All the one and two and many that may enjoy it soon.
Wait a minute. Brent might have something to say. Wait a minute. Brent might have something to say. You got something to say, Brent?
Run, Forrest.
Where's
Brent? Oh, I don't, Bob.
You don't.
Yeah.
You don't even know why.
He stated it. It's the first time ever. He stated it.
Yeah, I came. I'm stated. Excellent work, everyone.
That's always room for a little more semen. It's always a good thing.
Bob, you're incredibly smart. Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
Yes, great.
Praise Bob from whom all
things
flow.
All right.
For all the
much.
Little idiots here below. Wondering which way to go. Praise Bob and ever let it go.
Well, that deserves some music. So, thank you very much, Mr. Yeah. Ryan. Yeah,
happy
Ryan.
Days, yeah. Y'all hunker down,
thank you
hairy dogs.
Half Moon Run by Flesh and Blood.